Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back. I'm Heidi Harris. Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show. A couple of months ago, I had a chance to speak with Diamond and Silk. I've interviewed those ladies a couple of times, and they're fantastic. As you may know, the sister who went by the name of Diamond, of Diamond and Silk, Lynette Hardaway, passed away this last week. What a tremendous lady of faith she was, and that's the most important thing to me. Yes, they were Trump supporters, but they were courageous beyond measure. The hate that they had to deal with, speaking out, speaking for themselves, never backing down. I know she's with God now, but I wanted you to hear the conversation I had with them a couple of months ago. It was outdoors at an event in Washington, D.C., so I thought you'd appreciate hearing once again from Diamond and Silk.
Diamond and Silk, how are you ladies?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. I hope you're doing well.
And I always tell people when I've talked to you, they always say, how nice are they? I said, they are as lovely in person, not just beautiful, but you guys are always so sweet.
Aww.
Every time, how many times we've talked, I don't even know, but you're always just lovely and warm, just like people would expect you to be.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we don't care about the haters, because nobody has time for that.
Well, our haters make us greater.
That's right.
So true. Uh-huh. So much has happened with you guys. You started out, 2015, right?
Yes.
It was where you, when you first, talk a little, for those who don't know your history, talk a little bit about that, because you were saying things nobody else was saying. That's how you caught everybody's attention, including, not even president yet, Trump.
Yes. Wow. Well, let me just say this here. It started back in 2015. I was watching it on television when he was announcing, and I called my sister. I said, girl, I said, cut on your TV. I said, Donald Trump is announcing he's running for president. She stopped what she was doing. She cut on her TV, and she called me back halfway through. She said, girl, she said, this is going to be the next president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, you know, and I'm like, well, wow. And I'm looking, and he was saying some things that make sense. We need to secure the border. And we thought,
right,
don't you secure your house?
Don't you?
Ain't the White House secure?
Right, the things he was saying, every American should have been saying, right?
That's
these weren't
right.
revolutionary
there
things.
There you go. America House should be secure. I'm going to bring back jobs. And we thought, why would you outsource our jobs to other country and leave the American
right.
people
mm-hmm.
riding dirty with no jobs?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to bring back Spirit. So we was on what you call that Trump train. We created that Trump train.
That's right.
We was on that from the very beginning. And everything just snowballed into what you saw today. And listen, we ain't changed.
Mm-mm.
We are still the same
you
the
are.
Way we were
mm-hmm.
in 2015.
You are. You have not changed. I've known you guys, interviewing you for years, and
uh-huh.
you are absolutely the same.
We're still the
but
same.
It's so interesting, because what you did is you spoke for a lot of people who wanted to, but didn't feel that they could speak out.
But they
went, hey, wait a minute, they're right. That's what I've been thinking.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't have the courage to speak out and say it.
But do you understand? We didn't even realize we were speaking for people. We were just from the heart
telling people
what we thought about
right.
things. We just didn't know it was going to snowball.
You didn't know it was a movement, did you? Mm-mm.
We did not know that.
Mm-mm. You just thought you were just talking about how things should be.
Because YouTube lets you cuss.
That's right. Yes.
Before they started censoring.
Yeah.
So that's why we was on there going off
going
and talking
off.
Junk.
Right.
We didn't know all of these people were going to hear us.
Right.
We had no idea. If you ever want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. We had no plans.
Isn't that true?
It.
And it has just gotten amazing. You guys wrote a book, of course, and it's so interesting that you've been, talk about your censorship that you've dealt with, because now you're doing your own thing, and we'll talk about that, but you've dealt with these people just because, not because you ever slandered anybody,
mm-mm.
not because you ever, you were acting badly on YouTube or any other social media, just because you were speaking your truth, sharing your opinions, and for that you were censored on various social media platforms.
And asking questions too. You know, they take and they say, okay, black people, you're disproportionately known this, you got to do this, you got to do that. But then when you have two black women start asking questions, start speaking out, start having open dialogue, they want it to censor it.
Right. And just, then on top of that, Diamond and Silk was the first one that came out about censorship.
That's right.
Nobody believed us. We had to go to the Hill and testify. We were vilified by other black people.
You're right. You guys were the canary in the coal mine in a lot of ways.
We were vilified for it. And then after that, all of a sudden, everybody is getting censored. Well, we tried to tell
y'all
what was going on.
That's right.
And now look at how Facebook is colluding with the federal government,
right.
Breaking constitutional laws, violating our constitutional rights, which is the First Amendment. People don't realize, hey, I see some lawsuits here.
That's right.
Right. Looking at your chat messages and turning those over to the FBI.
No,
I mean, it's crazy.
Like that. You're not supposed to be colluding with the federal
government. Or
surveilling
us. Right.
When it comes to our freedom of speech.
Right.
But people got to know the law in this country. We are still a constitutional republic governed by constitutional laws.
Right.
There is no other law that supersedes the Constitution.
Right.
That's what people don't understand. You got to know some things. So these people won't take and try to do a doozy on you.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. So you guys are doing a show called Chit Chat Live, and it's on frankspeech.com. How's that going? I've watched many episodes.
Yes, that's Mike Lindell's TV.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it's been amazing, an amazing journey. He just said, talk. He wanted us to speak about whatever, however we needed to say it, say it. Mm-hmm. And we're so grateful for frankspeech.com, having our show there Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, frankspeech.com. You all, that's Monday through Friday. You got to come and see what Diamond and Silk are talking about there on Chit Chat Live.
Right.
It's everything. A lot of things that the mainstream media won't talk about or are scared to talk about or have been told not to talk about. Diamond and Silk, we talking about.
And things that they say is conspiratorial. Well, I want to hear from it.
Yeah.
I want to hear from the people that you calling conspiratorial.
Right.
Because something ain't right.
Right.
Something ain't right up and through here. We all can feel it. Even Democrats can feel it. Let me tell you something. Not to throw Democrats up under the bus, but a lot of people didn't vote for this foolishness that we're in now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people didn't vote for this. They didn't think that it was going to be like
even
this.
The people who were Democrats who legitimately voted did not have an idea, how bad it was going to get.
Mm-hmm. There you go. They didn't vote for this here. And you know, we have a wide variety of people. It's not just Republicans.
Mm-mm.
It's not just white conservatives. We have Republicans. We have Democrats. We have people from all different types of backgrounds that believe in all different types of things. And we like to talk to people on our show.
You do some great interviews on your show. People should check that out. Once again, frankspeech.com, called Chit Chat Live. Tons of great interviews with guests. It's you guys, just you guys talking is enough for me.
Because
you guys are so adorable. But when you have guests on, you have great guests on too, which is important.
And we ask questions. And that's dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
If we would have had dialogue beginning with this COVID mess, we could have ended this here soon. And very soon. But somebody had some nefarious intent.
No, Facebook was on the phone with the CDC asking whether or not it was okay if they allowed you to post something. There's a website, I don't want to mention it, but there's a website devoted to what's happening with the vaccines.
Mm.
And if you try to post anything from that website, just from that website, which is a legitimate website, because I've checked all the stories are legitimate from other places, they won't even let you put a link up ever from that website. That's Facebook censoring. And everything they put up is factual. We're not talking lies. If someone drops dead or something like that, they'll put that on. Oh, no, you can't post that. I mean, that's the crazy world.
They need to be sued for that because that is truth. That's not conspiratorial.
Right.
Stop telling me that things is happening is conspiracy theory when we know people are not even waking up. They're dying in their sleep.
Mm-hmm.
When we know that some people have been harmed by this. We know that. We have family members. Girl, we have friends that took three and gone. They are not on this earth.
I know. I call it the poison dart. That's what I call it now, the poison dart. I don't even mess with the vaccine.
The sad thing a lot of people don't realize, a lot of the medicines that's in that comes from China.
Oh, yeah, right.
The same place where the quote-unquote virus came from.
How convenient.
Yeah, isn't it something?
Well, what kind of government are we dealing with?
Yeah, the Biden regime, they stopped the investigation into the Wuhan lab to see, you know, how this thing was even created.
Of course. So, but see, here's the thing. We're just asking questions.
Yeah.
You're not doctors. I'm not a doctor.
Right.
We're not giving people medical advice. We're just going, hey, hang on a second. I'm going to tell you something, ladies. If people's pets were dropping dead, like people are.
It would
be marching on the dog food companies. There would be investigations. There would be lawsuits.
Yeah.
But if you had some video of some dog running through the park and just dropping dead, like we see people playing soccer or whatever else, they'd be outraged.
Yeah, right.
But they don't care. It's just people.
And then illegal aliens, I heard that they didn't even have to take a vaccine.
Oh, probably
not. Making Americans do this. I mean, it's just, listen, I'm not telling nobody not to take a vaccine, but let it be your personal choice, not the government choice.
Right. But the larger issue is, we're just asking questions, and we're supposed to be able to do that in America, regardless of what it is, a vaccine, an election, you know, politics, policy, whatever. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be able to do that. And, and you guys will not be silenced, no matter what they do to you.
Well, first of all, no. I was born on this soil. You may have silenced my ancestors because they were slaves, but I'm not a slave.
I'm not a slave.
I'm an American, and I'm going to ask questions, especially when you tell me, as a black American, you know you're disproportionately affected by this. You know this affect you. You know climate change is about you. Stop telling me what Mother Nature is doing. There's a lot of you so-and-so's out here that's creating
stuff.
Creating. Right. You mean this planet been here for how long, and all of a sudden people are dropping dead because of climate change?
Right.
Well, what happened when the old folks used to work out in the hot sun picking cotton? They didn't stroke out. They didn't fall dead. They continue to pick cotton.
And there are there are people who will believe that garbage. They'll believe the sudden adult death stuff.
Then they talk about, when people of color have babies, they're disproportionately affected because something happened to their babies. Well, back in the day when they didn't have no hospitals, mother and the grandmas and the great-grandmas would go in the shed and spit out 10 babies.
That's right.
What happened? What was they doing
back then? Right.
Don't tell me we ain't got no baby formula. Well, wait a minute. What happened back in the day?
Before
all the baby formula, before we became modern.
Right.
We may have to go back to that
day. To those days.
You are listening to the fabulous Diamond and Silk, a recent conversation we had when I was back in Washington, D.C. Always great to catch up with the ladies. They want you to be completely dependent on them and then tell you that you cannot make it without their programs or voting for them or whatever it might be.
But you just said the key word, without their program. And see, they use their program to program you into thinking that you have to have them, that you can't get it or do it for yourself.
Isn't that true?
Isn't that true?
And the last couple of years with this poison dart, I love to call it. You know, how many people put their trust in politicians or big media or big pharma, or they don't believe that big media, big tech, big pharma could collude? They don't believe it. Some people just can't imagine that that could even happen. We've seen it happen. There have been hearings. We know it's happened. There's all kinds of stuff that's been discovered, and yet they still deny it.
Well, see, that is because they are woke and not having awakened.
Awake.
You got to awaken to the stupor. That's why I don't really look at the media like that anymore.
Right.
When I saw what they did in 2020, and when I saw how they pushed up, now, all of these people dropping dead, you don't see them with the ticker, but they had the ticker on there.
Every day.
Remember that ticker?
Right.
Now you don't see the ticker on there no more.
On the TV,
I know. You see how they try to coerce you? Listen, television is They tell lies. Television.
Isn't that
all lies?
And nobody asks. Nobody asks anymore. Somebody younger, somebody your age, younger than all of us, dies. And people used to go, wow, well, why did somebody 35 die? Just curious. Maybe it could be something to affect me. Nobody even asks.
But us.
Right, we do.
And you know, we 50 now. We ain't with the youngest. We that middle age.
It gets better after 50, girls. I'm telling you right now.
We going to ask some questions. How is it? And I want to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Because we can save a lot of lives. Young people shouldn't be dropping dead. No.
And young people shouldn't be having heart attacks and with blood clots and all of these different blood clot issues and so forth going on.
It's totally insane. No. And after 50, you get to call everybody honey. Those are the rules.
Okay.
It's just part of it. It's part of the glory of it. But you're right. You're just getting tired of people wanting you to not ask questions and not speak up.
That's right. And you have to speak up. And I don't care what color your skin is. You speak up. You was born here in America.
Right. That's right.
We have rights here. Mm-hmm. We have a constitution, no matter what they try to make it. See, they keep hollering, we're democracy. We're democracy. That is a lie because the mob don't rule. We are a constitutional republic.
Right.
Governed by constitutional
Absolutely
laws.
Right.
And people need to understand that. We have an electoral process.
Right.
Okay. Not the mob rule. If that be the case, California and another
New
big
York.
State will be deciding the elections every time we have an election.
Right, and the majority's not always right. I've got two names for you, Caleb and Joshua. They said, no, we can go. And everybody else says, no, you don't want to go. And there are giants in there. So the majority was wrong there again.
See,
most of the time they are. Ladies, I love you.
We love you more.
I'm so glad
more.
To see you.
So
FrankSpeech.com. It's on every night, 9 o'clock.
9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
And you can get our books wherever you they sell books. Okay. Amazon. I heard that our book is in our local library. I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, that's a book we don't want to ban.
Or Diamond and Silk Books. .com.
Yeah. Okay, great. I'm so happy for you. All your success, all the years that I've been getting a chance to talk to you, and you just keep rising and rising and rising, and you are not going to let anybody stop you, and I love it. Great seeing you. What a privilege, as always.
God
you just keep
you.
On keeping on. You make such a difference.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, ladies. Rest in peace, Lynette Hardaway, who was known as Diamond of Diamond and Silk. These ladies, I'll tell you what, they personify courage, and I love courage. I'm Heidi Harris, coming right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.